It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is apparently National Flip-Flop Day.
You say that with skepticism.
Yeah, well, I saw you were wearing yours today, so I was wondering why, but now I know. It's because it's National Flip-Flop Day.
Time to show off my beautiful feet.
Yes.
For the world.
Do you have flip-flops? Do you wear flip-flops?
Yes, of course I have flip-flops.
Okay, I didn't know.
Flippity-flops.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, believe it or not, this style of footwear has been worn by people of many cultures throughout the world, originating as early as the ancient Egyptians in 1500 BC.
Nice.
Yes.
Going back. Well, they're very simple. You can understand them, maybe.
Absolutely.
Early shoes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Images of them appear in ancient Egyptian murals from 4000 BC. These early versions of flip-flops were made from a wide variety of materials. Ancient Egyptian sandals were made from papyrus and palm leaves.
Oh.
The Maasai people of Africa made them out of rawhide. In India, they were made from wood. In China and Japan, rice straw was used, while the natives of Mexico used the yucca plant. Yeah.
Well, the wood ones? Who was that? The Chinese that made wood ones?
No. In India, they were made from wood. Not super comfortable, probably.
No, it doesn't sound
like you get
like
some
it.
Splinters in there.
Yeah,
right. The ancient Greeks and Romans wore versions of flip-flops as well. In Greek sandals, the toe strap was worn between the first and second toes, while Roman sandals had the strap between the second and third toes.
Which
would be weird, right?
Because it does seem it's almost like your hand, where the thumb is uniquely different.
Right.
You're on your feet, the big toe.
Right.
Is the different one. So why wouldn't you just put it right between?
Mesopotamians went even farther. They had the strap between the third and fourth toes.
What?
It doesn't feel like it would be as sturdy between those toes.
No, because your toes get weaker when you get closer to the edge. They're tiny. They get smaller and puny.
Right. Yeah.
You need the big anchor or the big toe.
What do the Mesopotamians know? Not much. Not much when it comes to footwear.
Just
apparently.
Footwear. I mean, they made other things. They're okay, but footwear, not great.
So the modern flip-flop became popular in the United States as soldiers returning from World War II brought Japanese Zori sandals home with them. It caught on in the 1950s during the post-war boom and after the end of hostilities of the Korean War. As they became adopted into American popular culture, the sandals were redesigned and changed into the bright colors that dominated 1950s design.
Oh, yeah.
They quickly became popular due to their convenience and comfort and were popular in beach-themed stores and as summer shoes.
Do you wear, I have flip-flops. So what's the difference between sandals and flip-flops? So I had sandals, I had a set of Clark sandals where there was no thing for between my toe. My whole foot just went in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wear those around town.
Around town.
Not to fancy balls and events like that, but just around town, to Wegmans, whatever. I would wear those. I have the cheap flip flops with the
rubber,
with the thing between the toe.
Yeah, that's what.
It's a flip flop, and the other one's a sandal.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
So during the 1960s, flip flops became firmly associated with the beach lifestyle of California.
Oh.
It was during this time that they started being called flip flops as an onomatopoeia of the sound made by the sandals when you walk in them.
It's that simple.
That is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Flip-flops have different names in different areas of the world.
Oh.
They're called pluggers in Australia.
Australia always has the weirdest names for things.
Yeah.
And I also love them.
Jandals, which is derived from Japanese sandals in New Zealand.
Okay.
Jandals,
sure.
That reminds me of I would think maybe they'd be made out of jean, like denim, like jorts.
Yes.
Jandals.
Jorts and jandals.
Yeah.
Wear your jorts and jandals, everybody.
Yeah, totally.
Come to the party.
They're called slops in South Africa and Zimbabwe, and slippers in the Bahamas, Hawaii, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, that's so true. I lived with a guy in college who was from the Virgin Islands, and he would refer to them
as slippers.
Slippers.
Yeah, okay. And they were, what did he call, actual slippers?
I don't
that
know.
We wear
that never
here.
Came up. We were in college.
Oh,
not all the college guys wear slippers.
You
think
walking
I went
in your house shoes?
No.
No. Okay.
No. That all was right. Until I was 40.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm glad that all these years later, after college, I can verify that his story about slippers works out. Thank you.
You can text him and tell him that.
I will.
So in 2011, while vacationing in his native Hawaii, Barack Obama became the first president of the United States to be photographed wearing a pair of flip-flops.
Oh.
It took all the way until 2011 for that to happen.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe it. Truman? Who do you think was going to be Truman's going to be...
Well, it wasn't... They didn't get over here until like the 60s, okay. 50s, 60s. Okay, so, you know. So the Dalai Lama of Tibet is also a frequent wearer of flip-flops and has met with several U.S. presidents, including George W. Bush and Barack Obama, while wearing the sandals.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So the American Podiatric Medical Association strongly recommends that you not play sports in flip-flops or do any type of yard work with or without power tools, including cutting the grass, when you wear those shoes.
I've weed whacked.
That's dangerous. That's...
I've weed whacked in my sandals.
In your flip-flops or your sandals?
No, my sandals.
Are your toes out?
I wear those. Yeah, my toes are out. I'm a great weed whacker.
It's scary.
But you shouldn't
it's
do
terrifying.
It. Just for everybody, you shouldn't.
Yeah, don't
you
do that.
Shouldn't do it.
There are reports of people who ran or jumped in flip-flops and suffered sprained ankles, fractures, and severe ligament injuries that required surgery. So don't do any too much activity in your flip-flops.
No.
But having said that, the Guinness World Record for the fastest marathon wearing flip-flops was 3 hours, 37 minutes, and 32 seconds. And that was achieved by someone named Alistair Keelty from Australia. In April of 2019.
So he was doing it in his slip-slops or whatever they call them back there in Australia.
I can't even imagine. I mean, like walking around, like if I walk my dog in flip-flops, my feet are, that's like, it's not comfortable
by
for that
way,
length of
how
time.
How raw would that area between your big toe and your
gosh,
next toe be?
I can't even imagine.
After running
like
for 26
also,
miles.
Your flip-flops would be like completely torn
they
up.
Would. Could you
after
switch?
Three
does he have to switch out every mile or so?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So sales of flip-flops exceeded those of sneakers for the first time in 2006. It is estimated that flip-flops are a $20 billion industry with about 3 billion new pairs made globally every year.
Now, they're affordable to make, right?
I would think so.
You picked out a record to go along with the flip-flops, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play a song called Sand in My Shoes by The Drifters.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it sounds like The Drifters, Sand in My Shoes. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record on Legends 102.7?
Well, because we were talking about flip-flops in honor of National Flip-Flop Day.
Which is today. And how are we supposed to celebrate a certain way? Just
wear
your flip-flops?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Laura, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, flip-flops were worn by the ancient Egyptians as far back as 1500 BC.
Flip-flops became popular in the U.S. after World War II when soldiers brought home similar sandals from Japan.
And it is estimated that 3 billion pairs of flip-flops are made globally every year.
I feel like, can women get away with wearing sandals in more formal settings than men can?
Well, there are fancier sandals, yes.
For ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair enough, I guess. Folks want to learn more about sandals, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, flip-flops specifically, not
just
sandals.
Yes, sorry.
Please.
Yeah.
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all up there. And so far this week, it's an abbreviated week, so we've only had one wiki corner so far. It was Michelin yesterday,
mm-hmm.
the tires and the restaurant
and the rubber,
guide.
Oh, yes.
The restaurant guide. So
rubber tires, rubber flip-flops.
It's always so you're developing a little theme.
I'm not, but it's funny that there's a
we'll find out.
Similarity
we'll
there,
find
yeah.
out what tomorrow is. Back tomorrow, 4:10, please.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. All right, James Taylor on the way, Starship in the next few minutes, and we'll check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. It is on the way on Legends 102.7.